The Blog Talk Radio.
The program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to today's show. Of course, it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host for the next 2 hours of today's show. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors that make it possible, the Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, Canatelli Builders, and VitalFoods.com. VitalFoods.com, you can go on. They have all kinds of great stuff on VitalFoods.com. Go on and check it out. Canatelli Builders, of course, it's a local builder, and most importantly, they are in direct responsibility for help building the Panthers Arena. Robert Gluck is an attorney here locally and does work in West Palm Beach, Broward County, Dade County, and he does PI work. And the Florida Addiction Institute is a facility that is online, actually, and does educational variety information and does CEUs for addiction counselors, and you can actually get your addiction counseling degree online. And you can go to Florida. It's fladdictioninstitute.org. You can check them out. And robertglock.com, canatellibuilders.com, and vitalfoods.com. So check out our sponsors. They make all of this happen for us. Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Is our primary purpose here is to help people to discover and recover from all areas of their lives they may feel needs to be uplifted. Holistic Lifestyles Radio is devoted to hope. Our creative team looks for incredible people from all over the globe. We have a passion to make a true difference in all areas of people's lives. We are dedicated to providing listeners with information that is informative on the latest advances as well as time-tested techniques in the field of integrative holistic lifestyles, holistic health, services, products, pets, homes, environment, and metaphysical. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 p.m. to midnight. And, of course, all of our shows are either in regards to holistic lifestyles or alternative approaches to nutrition, relationship issues, and we have a whole bunch of stuff that you can check out on the website, which is holisticlifestylesradio.com. Our show is pretty unique in the fact that we are a multimedia show, which means that not only are you listening to us on WNN 1470's airwaves here in South Florida, but you can also listen to us at our website, streaming live at holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also listen to us on Holistic Styles on Twitter. You can also listen to us on John Hollis, Holistic, out of Holistic Health Radio out of Fort Lauderdale, or John Hollis out of Fort Lauderdale. And you can also check us out at blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. And, of course, we have many other blogspot, also posts a link where you can listen to us, and LinkedIn. So we're in just about every social media network out there. You can listen to us live from Blog Talk to Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn to Blogspot to, of course, our website. So we are unique in the fact that we are dedicated to a multimedia approach of carrying our message, and that message is to make sure that people are aware there are alternative approaches to life through holistic lifestyles. Again, my name is John Hollis, and I am here for the next 2 hours with you. We have Charity Ramsey coming in at 5 o'clock, and when she gets here at 5, we're going to be discussing. They're having a charity event for Charity Ramsey and her daughter. Charity Ramsey is a lady that was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through several operations and rounds of chemo and rounds of radiation and finally went into remission. And at the same time, her daughter was diagnosed with a child disorder, and it affects children of any age. And we're going to talk more about that when I come back. It is not a cancer. It is not an infection. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what it is, but they are having a fundraiser for her tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about that. And, of course, when she's here at Charity's here at 5 o'clock, we're going to hear a whole lot about it and what the event's all about and how the diagnosis is affecting the daughter's life, and most importantly, how her disease affected her life. And you know something, when you're a single mother and you have nothing and you're working towards having something, and something like this in your life takes place, it can wipe you out. And of course, it's just before Christmas. The family needs support and they need help, and we are, of course, tomorrow going to have that event. And and most importantly, we're going to find out more about that at 5 o'clock. Between 5 and 6, Charity will be here, and some of her friends will be in, and they're going to talk about what's going on. And he is Inner Wisdom Bookstore, and Karen Turan were the ones, and Dottie were the ones that made this all possible. They were the ones that put the event together. They were the ones that put the 100% of the proceeds from the fundraiser to go right to Charity. Charity and her family. So we're looking forward to having them in at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, I wanted to go over a few things with you, and we're going to talk about this over the next hour. And one of the things that I want to talk about is addiction recovery. Okay, we don't get a lot of chance on our Sunday night show to talk to the general public in regards to addiction. When you talk about addiction recovery, you're talking about the disease concept of addiction recovery, and the disease concept is that, you know, of course, once you have it, it don't go away. The only difference is that it can go into remission. You have a choice, but it does have a beginning, it does have a middle, and it does have an end. The beginning is usually lots of road signs that there might be a problem, and the end is usually dead, jail, institutions, or death. And one of the things that I'd like to discuss and I'm going to be talking about is when you get to that bitter end, what do you do? Where do you go? What do you say? How do you get help? You know, because there's lots of people that are listening that, you know, that might know somebody or is hurting today themselves. You know, I remember, you know, when I was in active addiction, I am in recovery, and when I was in active addiction, I would wake up on a Saturday morning, and usually Saturday afternoon, and I was hating life, broke, busted, and disgusted, got paid the day before, didn't pay the bills, didn't pay nothing, and the next thing you know, hopeless and homeless, and lots of pain and lots of suffering. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the first half of this, of course, show is going to be talking about addiction recovery. And when we, hit the 5 o'clock hour, Charity Ramsey will be in with Karen and Dottie, and they're all going to talk about what's happening for the fundraiser tomorrow. We'll be back right after this message.
Plant your love and let it grow. Plant your love and let it grow.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com. Read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, of course, is airing live from WNN 1470 AM. I want to welcome you back to the show. My name is John Hollis. I'm the host for the next 2 hours. And of course, before we went to the break, we were talking about addiction. And one of the things that I want to bring up, of course, is the fact that I am in recovery myself. By the grace of God, one day at a time, we are able to sit here in a different light. 3 years ago, I was under a bridge on 79th Street and Biscayne Boulevard on the 79th Street Causeway, the John F. Kennedy Causeway, and I was living under it. And one of the things that took place in my life is change had to occur. And I lived that way off and on for 15 years, and I was the only person that actually had the capabilities of making $250,000 a year and live under a bridge. And it came down to the fact that it was more important for me to use drugs and alcohol than it was for me to create and build something positive with my life that I was able to help other people. So one of the things that has been able to occur in my life is that I'm able to help a lot of people today, and it doesn't matter if the person is under a bridge like I was or a person is on Park Place, it doesn't matter where you come from. Addiction does not discriminate. It takes hold of a lot of people in a lot of different lives. There are, in the 12-step organizations, there are literally tens of millions of thousands of people that are in recovery and direct responsibility of the 12-step approach. At the same time, you know, there was a lot of things for myself that it wasn't just about. That was a foundation that I chose in my life. There's also, you know, there's all kinds of different ways that you can approach it. I chose the 12-step approach, but I also chose the holistic approach. And it wasn't until I understood that there was a lot more than just from the neck up that needed to be taken care of. I was in a position where when I got clean and I got sober, I was sitting on the side of a place called the Little River Club in Miami. And I was sitting on the side of that place, and I was in the same clothes for about 6 months. Off and on, I might, you know, wash them, but they were the same clothes, and it was horrible, horrible episode. And I got to a point where I was broke, busted, and disgusted, and sitting there, and you know, made a decision that instead of taking that last $7 or $8 I had in my pocket and going to score and go to buy crack cocaine and alcohol, and I was going to do something different, and I walked into the Little River Club, which is a 12-step clubhouse, and I walked in there, and I chose, for whatever reason, by the grace of God, that day not to use. I don't believe that the miracle happened for me for another month, and that was December 31st, 2006, so this month is my anniversary month, by the grace of God, 3 years. And I was able to, by the grace of God, with a whole lot of help from a lot of people, make it through the next month, and the month went by, and I ended up moving up to Broward County into a sober living environment that was willing to give me some help, and it was Dan Lubers from the Serenity Group. And Dan gave me a bed and said, you know, we've tried this rodeo before. It wasn't my first time trying to get clean and get sober. I would never make it past 30 days. I spent 15 years cleaning up, 30 days go back out. Clean up, 30 days go back out. And it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And that was the road signs for my addiction. My addiction was that every time I picked up and every time I used, things got worse. And, you know, if it wasn't legal, if it wasn't health, if it wasn't it's just sanity alone, things got worse and worse. At the very end, when Danny, at the end of my road, and Danny said, listen, you know, we've tried this rodeo before, and what we're going to do is we're going to give you a bed, and we'll see what you do with it. And in the meantime, I had been in the industry of business opportunities for many years. And anybody that doesn't know that industry, well, I'm not going to explain it. Just go on and look up business opportunities, and you'll find out exactly what I was all about. And the end result was that, you know, I couldn't go back into that industry, refused to go back into it. And then I also had the opportunity to go into some other phone room industries, and in my opinion, it wasn't the most honest and reputable thing to do. And I think my first change was within my first week and a half, I made a decision to do something different instead of just the same old, which means that, you know, start to make a lot of money. And bank the money, and within 30 days have the urge to use, hit, and have a big pocket full of money and go use. I started to do some things differently. I started to take some suggestions, and one of them was, hey, listen, you need to get out of your current profession because it isn't any good for you, and you're going to end up, you know, just doing the same things over and over again. So I went to this one room, this one phone room, and I made my decision. I came to my decision in this room when I heard somebody mention over the phone to somebody that they could guarantee a sale of the product that they were trying to sell by Friday if they just committed. And, you know, it made my stomach turn. I got up and handed the man my paperwork and said, listen, I can't work for you. I can't be in this. I walked across the street, and there was a little guy named Herb. And I said, Herb, he was at a 12-step meeting, and I said, Herb, I need a job. And he said, $75 a day, all the coffee you could drink. And the $75 a day was like, I was like, all right, whatever it takes, I don't care. And that was like my first bit of change, that it wasn't about the money, it wasn't about the property, it wasn't about the prestige, it wasn't about looking good, it wasn't about any of that garbage. What it was that I wanted more so than anything to stay clean, and I didn't want anything to jeopardize my recovery. So I worked for Herb for the next 3 weeks, and I amassed my $70 fortune after paying my rent and my food. At the end of that time period, I had amassed my $70 fortune, and I was sitting on the couch of this sober living environment at the Serenity Group, and this thought hit me, why don't you go use? So I had amassed the fortune of $70, and I'm thinking, well, I can go to Miami, I can spend this, I can spend that, I can do this, I can do that, and then I can make it back. And, you know, when I used, everybody knew because I let them know. You know, at that point, it wasn't no hiding it. When I used, it literally, I would drink and smoke crack and be homeless in 10 minutes and looking like I'd been out on the streets for 30 days. So it was a horrible, horrible existence. So at that point, the overwhelming compulsion and urge to use was on me. And I truly believe at this point is, you know, talking about it in the 12-step process, that there's going to come a time that it's only between you and God, and only between you and God that you're going to be able to make a choice to do something different, and no other human power is going to be able to relieve that compulsion, and you're going to need to do something different. And there was this fight for 2 hours, and the fight lasted in my head, go to Miami. The other one was go to this 12-step. They were having a 12-step organization, was having a big anniversary party for their group. And they said, you know, I had been invited to it. So I was fighting, should I go to this group anniversary or should I go to Miami and go get high and go get drunk? And I fought for 2 hours. And finally, at the very end of that 2 hours, I said, you know something, I'm going to go to the 12-step organization and go to this anniversary party, and then I'm going to check this out. And after I'm done there, then I'll go use. So I went to the 12-step organization. I walked into the door, and there was this little guy named Jimmy, and he was standing there, and I know Jimmy for years, and I said, Jimmy, I'm dying. I want to use. I want to get so high. I can't, you know, I just don't even want to be able to feel. I don't want to be able to deal with anything, and I need your help. And he took my $70 fortune, and he held on to it. And I hung tight, and I sat at this organization, and there was probably 200-300 people there and at this anniversary, and it was incredible. These people were loving and nurturing, and at the same time, they let me know what they think about, let me know what they thought about some things, too. But overall, they understood that I was there, and I had been clean a month, and I wasn't doing what I normally did, and that was go use after a month, that I was trying to do something different. So at that point, I was asked to hang out with them for the rest of the night. We cleaned up the hall. We did everything that we needed to do. And I got home around midnight, and I went to bed, and I woke up on Saturday morning. And when we started this conversation, I told you that I used to wake up on Saturday mornings, and it was hellacious. Well, I finally woke up on a Saturday morning, and for the first time in my life, by the grace of God, I had made it through one of the worst urges and worst compulsions that I had ever felt, and by the grace of God and the help of the people in the 12-step fellowship, I had not picked up. So that, I believe, was the beginning of me choosing in, because that was the day that I realized that I gained some faith, that I understood that I didn't have to use no matter what. I did not have to pick up no matter what. And the little guy, Jimmy, became my sponsor, in this 12-step organization, and Jimmy used to tell me all the time, in the mad, glad, or sad, you don't get to use. Mad, glad, or sad, you don't get to pick up. And we started to work on other things that the 12-step approach deals with. But one of the most important things was that I had to come to understand that I was definitely powerless over my addiction, and my life was unmanageable and a direct responsibility because of it. That all of the insanity that raged in my life was in direct responsibility for 28 years of active addiction using drugs and chemicals and alcohol. Every time there was an issue in my life, or every time there was a problem, or every time there was a divorce, or every time there was a prison sentence, or every time there was a jail sentence, or every time there was a hospital stay, it was in direct line with my addiction. So the road signs were there. Every time that I got suspended from school, I started my usage with chemicals and alcohol when I was 12 years old, actually 11 years old. I smoked my first joint. I had my actual first drink when I was younger than that, at a family party and out on my brother's boat when I was younger. I had a brother 14 years older than me. I had my first drink actually on his boat, sucking down the end of Budweiser beer cans at 5 years old. And he's 14 years older than me, and we were out on the Hudson River, and there I was, a little bit drunk, coming home. But again, you know, I wanted to spend my whole life at 28 years of active addiction, almost 30 years of active addiction. Here I was now making a decision to move forward with the 12-step approach with the help of the people around me. But here's the good news. I had some folks come to me, and they said, John, listen, you have done major, major neurological damage over the last several, you know, years, 30. And what we would like to do is work with you in a holistic plane, dealing with the mind, body, and spirit. And what we did was, as I continued with my sponsor and working the 12-step approach and working all of those things that the 12-step approach brings into your life, I started to do things like amino acid protocols, hair analysis to find out where my body was lacking in minerals and where it had heavy metal content. We started to eliminate the heavy metal content, and it was amazing. You know, I'd smoked crack for years, and one of the things that had taken place is I had smoked it through what they call on the streets as a stem, and that stem has chawboy in it, and if you know chawboy, it's made of copper. So I'd been smoking this copper into my lungs for years, so my copper count was through the roof. So all of these different things and the different stuff that they cut the drugs with and all of that, all of these, some mercury-based, there was a lot of insanity that went into the chemical compounds and the makeup of all this stuff. So when they did my hair analysis and found out all of the impurities and all of the toxins and all of the heavy metals, they started to reduce those heavy metals. And at the same time, they found out what my body, my individual body, was doing as far as the protocols were concerned for amino acids and omegas. And they started me on an amino acid protocol and an omega protocol and a vitamin, a daily vitamin. And at the same time, they started getting me to move a little bit, do some a little bit of, you know, exercises, 5 minutes a day in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon. And then, you know, the bottom line is I started to come back. And the cravings, believe it or not, started to be reduced. Now, for the first 9 months of my recovery, I wanted to use just about every day. But the thing was that they weren't so overwhelming that I went and used. And every day it was decreased. Through this protocol, I started to do things like acupuncture. I started to do things like amino acid or EMDR. I started to do things like hypnosis. I started to do things that were so alternative to me because, you know, I kind of thought all of that stuff was hocus pocus, and I didn't believe in any of it, and here I was becoming a true believer. And when we come back, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to discuss more about how that holistic approach helped me to reduce those cravings. We'll be back right after this minute.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. you can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we want to thank our listeners on WNN, 1470 AM, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, and all of the other social networks that are logged on. And, of course, our website listeners at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. At this time, of course, we are talking about addiction recovery and through alternative approaches and how I had went through the alternative approaches. I had used a 12-step model at the very beginning of my recovery and continue to do that as a result today, but at the same time continue to do other things alternatively to help my daily reprieve. And the bottom line is one day at a time. I get to, for the last 3 years, one day at a time, I get to carry a message of hope. And that's what Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show was born out of. It was born out of the fact that people, you know, might not necessarily want to hear this message, but the bottom line is they are, and they're hearing it, that we can have change in our lives and things can take place, that, you know, if you're hopeless, and I got to tell you that most people that knew me prior to me getting clean and getting sober understood that I was on a direct mission for death. If somebody wasn't going to shoot me out in the streets in the middle of the hood, or I wasn't going to OD from a bad bag of dope, or worse yet, if I was in a situation where my heart just stopped one day because I had done too much, it was happening. I'll give you a little example of that. I remember speaking with my aunt from Gibbstown, New Jersey, my Aunt Marge, and her saying to me, this was about probably 6 months before I got clean. She said, listen, me and your uncle just bought some plots, and we bought six of them, and we are earmarking one for you, because they knew I wasn't going to be able to afford to buy one because I was out on the streets. I was living under the bridge. So the bottom line is that my family had got to the point where they had basically just said, listen, he's a dead man, and you know there's nothing more we can do for him, and they had totally let go and stepped out of the way. So fast forward, of course, when we left for the break, we were talking about how the holistic approach started to reduce the cravings for me. Well, I got to tell you, there was a gentleman named John Giordano that helped me immensely. There was a whole lot of different people that started to get involved with my life, Jack Kelly and several other folks that started to work with me in a holistic way. And I started to do all of these different approaches. And one of them, of course, was the amino acid protocol. And I got to tell you, the amino acid protocol for me, based on my hair analysis and for what I needed, reduced the cravings immensely, along with acupuncture, auricular acupuncture, and also cranial sacral therapy, which was something new to me. And I basically had never experienced any of this stuff. So here they were coming at me with all this stuff. And it was really helping to center me in get me to a point where the cravings were not killing me. At the same time, I started to do things like offer myself and help to other people coming in and started to carry a message and started giving back. And the next thing you know, somewhere around 9 months in my recovery from addiction, I woke up one day and I had gone through my day and it was the end of the day and I was... At night, I was inventorying my day, and I said to myself, you know something? This is amazing. I haven't felt like using in the last 3 days. It was just gone. And it wasn't like, you know, I was battling to have it gone. I was just gone. And, you know, when the thought of use came up, it revolted me. It was like recoiling from a hot flame. It was the most important understanding of my life that, you know something, I had been restored to sanity. And you know something, the sanity that I talk about isn't being insane out in the streets running naked through the rain. I'm talking about the insanity of the first drink and the first drug. The insanity of that first drink that kept telling me it's okay to do it, just have one, it's okay, left. And by the grace of God, one day at a time, it has not returned. But you know something, it doesn't stay away without my effort and without my work and without God's grace and my belief. So I needed to do and need to do every day certain things to maintain that. And, of course, a healthier way of living for me is just getting out from under the bridge, sleeping on dirt every day for 6 months. And, again, I was in and under that bridge off and on for 15 years. And the bottom line is that alone was a good, healthy start. But when I started to get involved in the holistic approach, things started to change. I now, every day, ritually take a multivitamin. I'm still on amino acid compound. I'm still on omegas. I still do a mental clarity that is a natural formula base. And I basically live my life in between any EMDR sessions and also do some hormonal and different sound therapy. You might hear every once in a while we have one of our sponsors is Sound Pillow, and I actually use that product on a daily basis for meditation. I started to get into other things. Through this approach, I started getting into meditation. I started getting into prayer. I started to understand that my day had to be centered before I left into it. And at the end of the day, I had to take that time to decompress and meditate and to pray and to formally understand that what was my part in the good stuff in the day and what was my part in the bad stuff in the day. And I started to understand that, you know, the destiny of wherever I wanted to go was totally, totally up to me. Of course, people, and this is the good news, I truly believe that God strategically drops people in my life exactly when they're supposed to be there. To be able to help me or to be able to help a cause or to be able to bring about change in a significant way. So my understanding today is a lot different than it was 3 years ago. If you're in that situation where you need help, let's say your family member is in a position where they're killing themselves just like I was and the family was buying grave plots and putting my name on it. If you're in that situation and you're hurting today because your husband, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother has been out, whoever it may be, has been out for the last 3 days and smoking crack and shooting heroin and drinking like a pig, or it doesn't have to be all three of those. It could be somebody that, you know, might be sitting at home and comes home and works every day, works hard, comes home and stays drunk Monday or Friday through Sunday night and then goes to work and does it all again. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter how it rears its ugly head. The definition of addiction is when you continue to do something over and over again and it's killing you, then you probably have a problem with it. So if you're in that situation or you know somebody that's in that situation, the holistic approach to recovery, in my opinion, is the definite way to go. And I, again, endorse it because I'm 3 years sober and I live it. And I believe that if it wasn't for that approach, I would not be sitting here alive today. If it wasn't for the people that God strategically dropped into my life, that I was open-minded enough to listen to their understanding of what took place in their life and follow some direction, then I was probably just going to be a dead man anyway. What continued to take place in my life was I was closed-minded. I was a person that didn't want to hear. I believed I knew what was best, and it almost killed me as an addict. So if you're out there today, you know somebody that fits this bill, or maybe it's you, and you feel that you need help, I'm going to give you some information. You can go to the first website, which is, in my opinion, is one of the better websites. It's the recoveryuniverse.com, and you can check that out, and it's a free website, and they have all kinds of free information on there. And it's recoveryuniverse.com. You can check that out. The other thing is that if you need assistance in any way, I don't care what it is, we have a staff of different facilities that we work with here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and Alternative Approaches. And what we do is, of course, give out our phone number. It's 877-799-8773. And we work with places like Palm Partners of Delray Beach. We work with the Atlantic Shores Hospital, which is a detox center that deals with a dual diagnosis also. And we work with these different sponsors to be able to incorporate under one network people that when they make that phone call, we can get them help, and it doesn't matter where they're at on the globe. The good news is it doesn't matter if you have insurance or you don't have insurance. See, I used to run into this thing when you would get out from underneath of the bridge and you'd make a phone call to a treatment center and you'd say, hey, listen, you know, I need treatment. And they'd say, well, you have insurance? And, no, I'm under a bridge. Well, do you have any, you know, buddy that will pay for treatment for you? Well, no, I'm under a bridge and they don't want anything to do with me. Well, there are organizations out there that do help people with treatment, and we have lists of them. So if Doesn't matter if you're from Park Place to Park Bench. If you know somebody that needs help in whatever condition they're in, or they need an intervention, you need somebody to do an intervention on a family member, feel free to call us. It's 877-799-8773. And, of course, we can help set up interventions or detox or any type of treatment that a person would need. And most importantly, we do believe in the holistic approach along with the 12-step foundation. So we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, of course, we're going to finish up and give some more information on addiction help. We'll be back right after this message.
The Florida Addiction Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online.
Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs.
Okay, welcome back. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and our network is here to help you if you are suffering with addiction. Before the break, of course, we had finished up with giving some information and wanted to also put you together with another place you can go to. It's intherooms.com. Intherooms.com is a bunch of social networks or a social network of a bunch of 12-step programs that you can actually get on and get interactive with. If you feel a little bit more comfortable checking that out, you can do that. But again, if you are looking for some type of addiction help for a family member or for yourself, and you need detox or you need an intervention done for a family member, or you just need to find a place to live, maybe you've been cleaned up for a little while, maybe you're already in recovery, you're staying somewhere that's not conducive to your recovery and you want to change, we have lists of different halfway houses and sober living environments that you can go to that are all, of course, sober and drug-free with zero tolerance, and they have specialized treatment involved. When I talk about treatment, I'm talking about not using, of course, in a sober living environment, and you also have curfews, and you have to make so many meetings a week, and you have to do certain things to enhance your recovery, and if you don't, they ask you to leave nicely. One of those folks, of course, is Chris D. He comes in on every Sunday night. We also have our resident therapist, Brian Shafflin, and tomorrow night, All About Addiction Recovery is going to focus on a lot of this. And Brian Shafflin, who is a therapist, he's a psychologist and a therapist, and he's in every Sunday night. And, of course, we are going to have a gentleman named Paul E. on tomorrow that has many, many years of recovery, and Paul E. is going to be talking about his story and what happened for him and what changed and where he's at today and what life is all about. This is a guy that, you know, at one time of his life couldn't tie his own shoes because of his addiction, and now 30 years later just came back from Africa from, you know, being on some safari and hanging out in Africa. So it'll tell you that you can go from, you know, the trenches and under the bridge to anywhere that you could ever want to go, beyond your wildest dreams, I will tell you that. Again, if you are looking for addiction help, it's 877-799-8773. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can click on, when you get there, you can click on About Us. You can also see on the right-hand column, there's information there. You can also click Leave a Message under Contact at info@holisticlifestylesradio.com and send us an email that way. You can also check out some of the different referrals that we have there under our, of course, our referral list, and you can check out the different places that are there. If you need to talk with me personally, you can always do that. Again, I've been there. I've done that. I understand what it is to go through that feeling of not wanting to change because you're afraid of the unknown. I've been there. It sucks. I also know that there can be change. I also know that from my own experiences, my own personal experiences, that if you are truly, truly out there and you're suffering, you don't have to. You do not have to suffer no more. You are off the hook. And how do you get off the hook? You get off the hook by saying, you know something, maybe he's right, and I'll make that phone call. I am not going to sit here and tell you that it's going to be simple and it's going to be easy, because it is not. But what it is it's a day-to-day reprieve that you can achieve one day at a time, and understand with an open mind that new things are going to start fluttering around you, and every day is a new experience, and every day is a beautiful experience, and it does get better, and you do get well in the mind. Your mind starts to settle down a little bit, and you start to become whole again, and you start to think rationally again. And at the times that you don't, that's why you have a network. Because I'm not going to be dishonest and tell you there's certain times that I don't, because there is. But the good news is it isn't as much as it used to be 3 years ago, where I had a 10,000 piece band playing in my brain every day, and the noise was just horrible. today. It might be a 500-piece band at moments, but most importantly, you know, it's totally different because I understand with an open mind today that change can occur anytime I want it. I don't have to be stuck in the same situation. Mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to use. Mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to play the victim. Mad, glad, or sad, I don't get to be a nasty human being. And at the times that I am, I do have ways of cleaning that up and making amends for it. Most importantly in my life today, one day at a time, I haven't found it necessary to pick up a drink or a drug. And it was through the holistic approach and the 12-step foundation. I'm going to leave you with this because we are going to be coming in with Charity Ramsey. And we are going to be talking about a special event that's taking place at the Inner Wisdom Books here in Lighthouse Point tomorrow. You can also check out more information on our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com in regards to this event. Right on the homepage, there's a big informational blog there in regards to what time it starts and what it's all about. And, of course, we're going to talk more about that from 5 to 6 with Charity and Karen. And we're going to find out more about the whole situation. Charity was diagnosed with, breast cancer, and then her daughter was diagnosed with an illness. And it all hit it as a perfect storm, and they're having a charity fundraiser for those folks tomorrow. So we want to, of course, give an hour to that and let people know what that charity fundraiser is all about. And, again, if you were listening to this show and you feel that, you know, you're tired, you know, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, make that phone call, 877-799-8773. We'll look forward to, of course, hearing from you, and anything from intervention to detox to treatment to sober living environments, whatever you need, we can help you find it. It doesn't matter if you have insurance, you don't have insurance, you have money, you don't have money, it doesn't matter. We're there to help. 877-799-8773. And if the phones are busy and you end up having to leave a message, please just leave the message and somebody will get back to you. Sometimes the phones get, you know, overwhelmed and we can't get to all of them. So do leave a message and we will get back to you. And, of course, what we're going to do is go out now. And when we come back, we're going to have Charity Ramsey. And we're going to have her story of her and her daughter and the charity event that's taking place tomorrow. We'll be back right after this message. We'll be right back.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for the Inner Light Connection, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on WNN. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we want to listen in on any Twitter or any Facebook or any other network you want to hook up with us on. You can go right to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And on the website, which is HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. And you can join any of our social networks and you can be involved right there and get interactive on Blog Talk Radio. You can get interactive on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all the rest of the places that they got us streaming now. And, of course, we want to welcome our listeners on the social networks, and we want to welcome our local listeners on WNN 1470 AM. You know, it's the charity of the season. And I got to tell you, when I got an email, and trust me, I'm one of those. I came from the streets. I ran the streets for many, many years, and I had all kinds of dope fiend modalities out there that I would, you know, step up your car window and tell you how I was homeless, hungry, ran out of gas. I would tell you anything to get a dollar out of you. And I got to tell you that I don't look at fundraisers in situations in an open light. Sometimes I really take a look at what they're doing and how they're doing it with the money. And when I seen this come across in an email, it really touched me. And it touched me in a way because I have kids. But most importantly, you know something? We live in the United States of America, which makes it capable of me being able to get behind this microphone and give you my views. That's not done in any other country. Now, we get to do that, and at the same time, we get to be able to understand that there are certain things that we have in our lives today that are in direct responsibility for what we do. But here's some of them, like our health, our minds. Are we open-minded? Do we have some kind of a health that we want to promote good things with people around us, and we want to have good spiritual light, and we want to have all of these good things and good qualities about us? And we have the choice. Some days are better than others, folks. I got to tell you, I have my moments. But one day at a time, we get to make those choices. But here's the thing. How about if you or one of your family members or one of your friends was sitting right now and you had a devastating illness, and you were a single parent, and you had nothing, and you had nowhere to be able to go, and the insurances and all of those things were not there, and somebody told you, listen, there's nothing we can do to help you, what would you do? How would you react to that? Well, I got to put myself in people's shoes, and I got to have an open mind. And one of the things that I have found out is that when I got this email, my heart exploded. And I got Charity Ramsey in with me and Karen Turan, and the email came from Karen Turan, and it came on my Facebook. And I want to thank you, Karen, first of all, for sending this message to me, because it gave me an opportunity to be of service to somebody in the community, and that's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, and it's nice meeting you for the first time.
Well, thank
even
you.
Though we've talked and Facebook friends, but actually in your presence, and I thank you for having us on the show today.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, and Charity, it's really an honor to have you here. And may you explain to my audience what I understand that you were diagnosed with breast cancer, and you are a breast cancer survivor. All right. And being a breast cancer survivor, that gives you a lot of hope. You know, I have an aunt that's a breast cancer survivor, and a lot of hope comes out of that, and you're going to be able to help a lot of people with that. But at the same time that you're going through what you're going through, something happened with one of your daughters. And can you explain just what took place? You're going through chemo, you're going through all this. What happened with your daughter?
It is a very rare immune system dysfunction. It causes an overproduction of a white blood cell called a histiocyte. And in her case, where they cluster together, they deposit in various bones in her body, causing acute bone pain. When she was really young, she had to go through various protocols of chemotherapy and to help suppress her immune system so that this disease would stop causing her so much pain. And she finished with everything about 3 years ago and has done really well since. And unfortunately, her illness had relapsed, and she developed some new bone pain and bone lesions at the end of October while I was still going through radiation therapy.
During this time period, I'm sure, you know, when you have two illnesses hitting like this, insurances and stuff like that, where were you at? I mean, we're in America. Everybody should have insurance, but
right.
That's not the case.
Right.
So what was going on with you at that point?
Well, I had purchased a policy that's for catastrophic medical problems. I was really more purchased the policy because of I-95, just thinking if there was ever a tragic accident, I'd at least want to have ER care. And so the my policy is a limited benefit plan, so my out-of-pocket expenses has been very, very, very
off
high.
The chain.
Right, right.
Off the chain.
And as many people find themselves in with just really high deductibles and the out-of-pocket costs, it definitely has been very trying.
So here you are coming up on the holidays, and I can tell you that the family's got to be hurting. You guys got to be going through a lot of stuff, not just, you know, the financial aspect, because that's one thing, but emotionally,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be training.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, with Karen and the folks that you have around you, you got some really strong people around you spiritually, so that's a good thing.
Right.
What have you been able to achieve from everything that you're going through? I was talking before you guys came on about, you know, what I deal with is a lot is addiction. And one of the things that I found out is I gained so much faith through the things and the circumstances and the trials and tribulations that I was going through. You have got to have grown so much in your faith.
Right.
How do you find that
right.
for what's going on?
Well, it's been two very unique experiences. I've learned a great deal being Channing's mother and going through a very serious illness with her. As a parent, you're not separate from your child when they're going through such a serious illness. And so I learned a lot about myself and herself and our soul connection through her illness. And I am really grateful to be her mother and to help her through this. And because we just won't stop until this disease is completely gone. and eradicated from her. And I have really done everything I can as a parent to help her grow through this as well. But it is a completely different experience than going through a very serious medical illness on my own. I think the most difficult aspect for me to have learned was how to take the time to take care of myself, because I'm such a good caregiver to others.
Okay.
And it was challenging for me to do that.
Yeah, it's funny, I'm just pointing at my wife on the other side of the line. She's a lot that way, too, you know, a lot like that. The cancer fundraiser for mother and daughter, of course, Charity is here. Channing is going to be there tomorrow, is that correct?
Right.
And what are some of the things that are going to take place tomorrow? Why don't we talk about the event so that way people will understand what the event's all about, what they're going to be doing there, and how it's going to take place. Go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank, because before Charity was diagnosed, my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
In December of last year. And so Charity, who's also a physician assistant, was helping me go through the, you know, some of the medical, I am a registered nurse, but some of the things, protocol for my sister's breast cancer, which started in February and that kind of thing. And then 2 months later, you know, Charity was diagnosed. So it's just been an amazing year for both of us.
And you get to support each other.
Exactly.
You get to be that network of support and help.
Exactly.
And love.
And, you know, I've known Charity for a long time, and I've been also with Channing. When Channing was little and had her chemo, we used to go together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just know that there's a large community out there that wants to support each other. And
well, let me ask you a question, one more question real quick.
Sure.
Charity, what's the name of the disease that Channing has?
Langerhans cell histiocytosis.
Okay, and one of the things that you're going to find when you go on the website, and you can actually Google this and find out information about it, they don't put it in a category as a cancer,
right.
And they don't put it in a category as a, you know, an infection.
Right.
So how do you determine, how do you explain it to somebody? Because,
right.
you know what I mean? how it just falls in that void.
Right, which, you know, it is, that's exactly right. It falls in a void where it's not an autoimmune process. Is it the immune system response to a virus that caused the immune system to go haywire? It is not considered a cancer because it's not clonal in its proliferation and how it divides. It is a very rare, unique illness of the immune system.
Wow.
And
wow.
Has nothing to do with my subsequent diagnosis of breast cancer, so it's like being struck by lightning twice. These are two unrelated illnesses.
Unbelievable. So we were talking, Karen, about the fundraiser and what's going to be happening tomorrow.
Well, I decided with Dottie Riley, who owns Inner Wisdom Books, where Charity and I do have taught Reiki to children before.
Okay.
And so Dottie has her store Inner Wisdom Books with Grace in Lighthouse Point, and we were trying to decide how we could help Charity and Channing. So my friend Deirdre Abrami, myself, and Dottie Riley decided to put together a fundraiser that we could have bring the community together to support them. So we're having that tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we have a lot of charities, friends in the spiritual community and holistic healing community that are providing their services. We have Reiki. We have people doing mediumship reading, angel readings, healing techniques, and everyone can come and get a 15-minute reading or a healing session for $15. And then we also have a lecture series. We have some well-known authors, radio hosts, and spiritual medical intuitives that are going to be providing a whole lecture series. And we have Tia Crystal at 12 noon doing, she does beautiful guided meditation. And then I'm actually speaking and doing some theta healing. And then at 2 o'clock, we have Deirdre Abrami, who has her radio show called Angel Hour, and she's going to do a gallery like John Edwards does and actually give messages to the audience from their angels. And then we have Michelle Whitedove, who's going to be at 3, and she's going to do some psychic readings for the audience.
Cool.
And then we also, at 4, are going to have a healing circle where everyone can come, children are coming too, because we also, like I said, Charity and I have attuned children to Reiki. If you've never had Reiki healing energy from children, it's quite pure. And so we're going to have chanting there, and Charity and everybody to bring, you know, unconditional love and send healing. So we're going to do that healing circle at 4. And all those lectures, if you want to come to all 5 of them, it's $20.
Okay.
For the whole day, which is amazing. And 100% of the proceeds go to Charity and chanting.
Great stuff. Great stuff. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and what the event's going to be about. And let's get it out there. And, you know, listen, it's Christmas. Get over there and help out.
And all the time I know.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com. Or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads.
Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we're here with some special guests tonight. This is in regards to the cancer fundraiser for Mother and Daughter. And we have Charity Ramsey, who is the mother. And Channing, the daughter, is not here. I wish she had came, because we would definitely had her on the air, too. But maybe next time we can have her come in. That would be great. And at the same time, we have Karen Turan, who is a great friend of Charity's and has been around and supported her through her illness and her daughter's illness and has been there for her. And we're glad to have you here also, Karen. And Karen brought me a crystal, and I want to thank you for the crystal. It was great thing. And, you know, I got away from the whole crystal thing back when I found other crystals that weren't good for me. So the reality is that today, one day at a time, I get to be able to experience new things. So I want to take this time to have you explain that if somebody wants to come in and they want to donate some of their time to you tomorrow, they can also do that, right?
Yes. What we're the community, it's been amazing since we have put this up and put this together, donating services. We have a lot of people that are donating their time, and we have scheduled readings for people doing throughout the day. But also, if people out there in the community want to donate one of their services to charity, they can either call me or call Dottie. And I think can I give the phone number?
Absolutely.
At Inner Wisdom, the phone number is 954-532-0786, or they can call me, Karen Truon, at 954-478-6749 if someone is a massage therapist. I mean, anything that they think. I think we had someone also already donate an acupuncture treatment for charity and one for Channing, and Channing has never had acupuncture before.
Really?
She
did it.
Do you want to tell her about that?
Yeah.
When somebody offered it? Go ahead.
Yeah, she did it, and I'm so proud of her. She has had two sessions so far of acupuncture, and I think that for an 11-year-old who has been stuck with more needles than you can even count, to actually have the bravery to trust
that process,
that this is going to help in some way, you know. So,
you know, the beauty of this, I got to tell you, there's beauty in all of this. Mm-hmm. The beauty is that here's an 11-year-old child that it has more ability of having an open mind than some people that are 45, like myself. So that's a beautiful thing that you're bringing her up with such an open mind that she is willing to try alternative approaches. And I think that all kids, you know, especially in what's happening in the world today, and especially with the fiscal issues and especially with the healthcare issues, alternative approaches have to be looked at. So I think that what you're doing with her and how you're bringing her up is a great thing. When you talk about somebody calling you, and it can be any type of, if they wanted to donate some food to the event or something like that.
You know, we've had also, you know, while Charity was going through her radiation treatments and chemotherapy, we had people drop off a meal for the family.
Okay.
So that when they were coming through school or Channing was having her treatments, that they could just sit and have a meal and enjoy each other's company without having to cook and all that stuff that they were tired and exhausted from working and doing their treatments, that they could just be together as a family. Mm-hmm. So we had friends making, and so if anyone wants to donate a meal or a drop off food, you know, for them or a schedule, anything really. We've had some people actually, yesterday we're going to also have a raffle. At the fundraiser, Cafe Max has donated a $100 gift certificate, too, for a raffle. We're going to have baskets. People are donating, you know, readings, massage, reflexology, anything that they want or open to receiving, anything that could help the family.
It's beautiful. And I want to give that address again. It's going to be held at the Inner Wisdom Books with Grace. The address is 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point. And the phone number there is 954-532-0786. You can also call Karen directly at 954-478-6749. again, I'm going to give the information because I think it's important you understand that this is the type of charity event that is helping a mother and a daughter, a single mother and a daughter, to help not just be able to deal with the expenses, but understand to help them get through the holidays, because they're going to go through the holidays. And, of course, they do have support, and they have a lot of people that love them. But you know something? You know, all kids deserve a great holiday, and they deserve a great Christmas, and let's help provide that to the family. They can go to, of course, the Inner Wisdoms Books with Grace, and it's located at 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point. And you know something? If you just want to make a donation, you can just stop by. You don't have to hang out. You know what I mean? Do a drive-by. You know what I mean? Somebody will be out front with a basket, and it's going to be okay, because all of that money, 100% of it, is going to, of course, the whole event, 100% funded. Anybody brings a dollar, all of it's going to Charity Ramsey and her daughter. The bottom line is that if you have been in the community and you've helped people before, in my opinion, there is none better than this charity event. So please stop on by. And again, that address is 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point. And you can call over there at the Inner Wisdom Books with Grace at 954-532-0786. And, Kara, I understand you're going to have to leave us.
Yes, I am. I have to go to another event.
Nice. You're staying busy, huh?
Yes, I'm trying. That's, you know, I'm a registered nurse, but I have chosen to do the holistic approach the last 7 years. I've worked traditional medicine for 25 years, and actually I became injured myself, and the holistic is what helped me. So I know I both ends, so I can want to help others as much as possible, you know, and like I said, I think it's great for the community to come together. And also, if you can just come by if you want to do a donation, or I think it would be great for people if they can come at any time during the day, but at 4 o'clock we're having a healing circle, and to have a group of people in mass, you know, unity in sending unconditional love to the group, even the healing for charity and chanting, anyone in the room will be receiving healing as well. So I want to thank you for having me on. I have Tia Crystal, who will be replacing me, who she can share some more about the fundraiser, so I want to thank you.
That's great stuff. And you know something, we're going to go to our next break. When we come back, we're going to have Tia Crystal, and of course, we're going to have Charity Ramsey here through the whole hour. We'll be back right after this message.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health.
Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, we want to welcome our listeners on WNN 1470 AM. We also want to welcome our listeners on Facebook, on our website at holistichealthmagazine.com or holisticlifestylesradio.com. We also want to, of course, welcome our listeners on Twitter, podcast, and all of the rest of the social networks that are listening across the country. And we want to thank you for, of course, listening to today's show. It's in regards to a cancer fundraiser for mother and daughter. When I had put out the information on my three Facebooks this morning, and we got inundated with different questions, and everybody was directed to listen to the show. So this will definitely be informative. And I ask that anybody that is not here locally, some of our listeners across the country, or even our international listeners on Blog Talk Radio that are listening right now, you can also send any type of a donation to Karen Turan that was just on. And I'll give you Karen's phone number. It's 954-478-6749, and you can ask Karen how to get a donation over. You can do it in gift cards. You can do it on all kinds of different things. So please give Karen a call. The other thing is you can also contact Inner Wisdom's Books with Grace, and their address is 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point, and, of course, that is where the major event is taking place tomorrow. We are having a lecture series at that event from noon to 4 p.m., and one of the first lecturers is Meditation with Tia Crystal, and she's in studio with us. Tia, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me here today.
It's great. Great to have you. Want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about tomorrow, and what made it important for you to be a part of the fundraiser?
Well, charity is a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and I got to spend some really personal time with charity. So, of course, when all my other friends phoned up and said, you know, we're going to be doing this, would you come in and help? I said, of course, because that's what this is about. We're all here together to help charity through this, come what may, however we can, and just love her and support her. So tomorrow at 12, we're going to start the meditation off with that energy of bringing in love and support and healing, and we're going to call on some very divine masters to open up the sacred space so that the love that comes through that door engulfs and cloaks both of them and helps them succeed in what we're putting to make sure happen.
That's a beautiful thing, and what you want to make sure is that the spirits that are surrounding this are pure and loving spirits, and that's a beautiful way of doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, you can feel that in an energy. It's not so, but tomorrow it will be, mm-hmm. and it's already started from before tomorrow. It's already way back.
Well, I see that in just how you show up. Charity Ramsey is in studio with us, and the way that you show up, Charity, is with grace and elegance. It's amazing that I know that all the things that you're going through, and you're not bitter, you're not hateful, you're not a victim, and you're showing up in dignity and elegance. And,
Thank you.
You know, it's a beautiful thing to see. Because, you know, hey, listen, you know, people can, you know, turn ugly and become victimized and woe's me, and why is this me? But you haven't taken that point of view, and you're an inspiration to people, and God bless you.
Thank you.
And your family. Channing is how old?
Channing is 11.
Okay.
And I have another
daughter.
Just
going to go through it because somebody might have just tuned in now. Let's just tell them a little bit about what's going on so that way they understand.
Well, I have two daughters, Channing, 11, and Avalon is 5. And Channing, when she was a year old, was diagnosed with a very rare immune system dysfunction called Langerhans cell histiocytosis, for which she had received years of chemotherapy for to help control her illness. And she has been relatively in remission for 3 years until recently she did relapse and developed two new bone lesions that required she have medical treatment for.
Well, it's important to say also that she relapsed into this at the same time that you were going through breast cancer treatment,
right,
which you are, by the grace of God, now
right,
a breast cancer survivor.
Right. I am 35 years old and was diagnosed with breast cancer in April. And I've had surgery, have finished 6 rounds of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiation therapy. And I'm about 7 weeks out of treatment now, and I'm just feeling so much better. And
if you don't mind me asking, how did you find that you had breast cancer?
I found a breast lump, and
was that self-examination?
It was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you went for the mammogram.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just wanted to ask that because there's a lot of controversy about that right now.
Right. You're right.
A lot of controversy on the fact that they're telling women that they shouldn't, don't worry about nothing until you're 50.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
It is.
So, speaking as a cancer mm-hmm. survivor, what mm-hmm. would you tell somebody? Would you explain to somebody that you feel it's best for them to be checked, as young as possible?
Absolutely. Well, anybody with a family history and a first-degree relative or have high risk factors of breast cancer should start with annual mammograms starting between 35 and 40 years old. And then annually at 40, and being in the medical field, I have not changed my recommendations on mammograms and breast ultrasounds. Women find 90% of their breast changes, and they find that because they do self-breast examinations. Mm-hmm. And so if there is any abnormality in your breast that you have found, it definitely needs to be looked at. And just to take every change seriously.
Well, and you started eating differently, I'm sure.
Right.
You started dealing with things in totally differently than you did probably before.
Right, right. I mean, I took excellent care of myself before. You know, my risk factors of developing breast cancer at an early age are nil.
Mm.
And, there's, many philosophies of why illness comes into, our lives. However, I really am in a state of grace and gratitude now. I am truly touched by those that have stepped forward and have given so much from their heart to me and my girls, and I just really want to put out there how grateful I am for just the amazing people that have surrounded me with their prayers and with their love. So thank you very much.
Well, Charity Ramsey talking in regards to her breast cancer, and of course, by the grace of God, she is a breast cancer survivor. And has underwent several rounds of chemo and radiation and is now a cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor. Her oldest daughter, Channing, has a rare disease that is what she was just explaining. And let's explain it one more time so they understand exactly what you're dealing with.
Okay. Histiocytosis is a rare white blood cell or immune system disorder where there's an overproduction of the white blood cell line called the histiocytes, and they cluster together, and wherever they deposit in the body, they eat away the tissue or cause the weakness. And in Channing's case, it's in her bones and multiple bones, and the lesions wax and wane. When they come up, she can have microfractures in the bone, and that causes a lot of bone pain.
Mm.
And the treatment for histio is chemotherapy to suppress the immune system, to bring down those counts and to prevent any more lesions from occurring.
And it's very unusual because I went online and I was checking it out, to find out what I was dealing with, and it was amazing. It just, you know, because I've talked about with Dr. Whitaker, Dr. Clements, I've talked with all these different doctors over the last year on this radio show, and I was shocked because it fell in the void.
Mm-hmm.
It really fell in a void where it wasn't a cancer. It wasn't respiratory. It was in this void of, you know, just a one in a billion type of thing.
Right.
So with that, it was like the perfect storm, and that's why we're sitting here today on a Saturday afternoon from 5 to 6 talking about this cancer fundraiser for mother and daughter, because here's the reality of it. It was a perfect storm at the same time that she's going through, that Charity Ramsey's going through what she's going through. Her daughter Channing ends up being in a situation where her disease that was in remission comes out of remission, and she's back being, you know, devastated by bone pain and all the things she's going through. And, of course, the family as a perfect storm in America today with not the proper insurances and all of the health care things that are going on ends up in a jackpot. And we're sitting here, you know, today before Christmas, a couple of weeks before Christmas, and here's a family that's in need, and they need help. And if you're listening today and you're in the position to be able to help this family, we ask you to, of course, be tomorrow somewhere in the area, of course, the Inner Wisdom Books with Grace at 2018, that's 2018, Northeast 36th Street in Lighthouse Point. We also, if you can't make it, we understand that, you can also give Karen Turan a call at 954-478-6749 and make any donation you'd like. You can make that in a financial donation. You can make it in maybe a Publix food card, whatever it may be. Be there to help. I know I'm going to be stopping by. I got about 15, 20 minutes tomorrow before I come up to do the show. I'm going to be stopping by and definitely hanging out with you guys for a little bit.
Thank
and
you.
I want to meet, definitely want to meet Channing.
All right.
That's going to be good stuff. And, of course, we're going to go back to Tia. And, Tia, one of the part of the lecture series, can you give some other information? Like, I know Karen's going to be in. We didn't really get into what she's doing. What is her healing end of it on the lecture end?
Well, Karen's going to be working on the Theta healing, which is the healing energy of going straight to God.
Okay.
And as our world is changing, so people are asking for more and more answers.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at this time in the world where there is a lot of devastation going on, whether it is with health or finances, emotions, family life, whatever it is, people are asking for guidance more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're messengers. And we've been asked for this time to come forth and share the message. And it's really important to understand that as messengers, we're sharing our truth, but it might not be all truth.
Mm.
So find out what you feel is your truth and then make it work for you. And Theta takes you into an energy of divine light. And if I don't always explain it, which I've had that sometimes happen, it's something that I've grown up with all my life. So it's not simple to explain it sometimes to me because I live it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I learned from a book.
Mm-hmm.
I am it.
Mm-hmm.
And Theta, that explains what that is. It's taking you into the grace of God's love, whatever God is to you. And you can ask for healing or a change of the way your mind works, your thought pattern. If you're in an energy of lack or an energy of I can't, then in an instant, you can have that removed from you if you so want it to be, because
mm-hmm.
it's your choice.
It was funny. We were just talking about before you came in, before this hour, we spent an hour on addiction recovery.
Okay.
And now you have to come to that point in your life where you want to accept the healing. You want to accept something different. You want to move on with your life. One of the other things that is the angel messages. Can you give us a little bit of information about that and who's going to be presenting that?
Deirdre Abrami is the angel messenger, and she's going to be channeling messages from the angels and helping you connect with your guardian angel or an archangel, whatever angel you want to be. I just wanted to get back to, if you believe you deserve, then you will receive. But it's your belief in what you believe you are able to receive and what you are meant to receive if you're worthy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be worthy and know that you're worthy. And that's so important in this day and age because so many people don't see the worth in themselves.
Well, again, if you're living under a bridge, you have no self-worth.
You, and if you are living under that bridge, then I will open my heart up and I will come down and see you. Because everyone has self-worth. I'm sorry, I agree. Everyone has self-worth.
One of the things that I know for myself that when I lived under the 79th Street Causeway off and on for 15 years, and 3 years ago I got sober, and by the grace of God, I'm sitting in front of a microphone today, that for the last year, by the grace of God, I've been on the air 10 hours a week, 7 days a week, carrying a message of hope. That if you told me that I had self-esteem a year ago or 2 years ago, I would say yes. 3 years ago, when I came out from underneath that bridge, I was lower than whelp turds, and I didn't want to have anything to do with life. I hated people. Mm-hmm. I hated life. And you know something? It took a process and it took time. I had no self-esteem.
But you do today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One day at a time by the grace of God. We'll be back right after this message.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, "Sounds good to me." Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course, we are sitting here in studio today with Charity Ramsey, and we are live, and we are on WNN 1470 AM. If you'd like to find out more information on our homepage of holisticlifestylesradio.com, you can go there, and there's a big informational blog right on the homepage in regards to, it says, Cancer Fundraiser for Mother and Daughter. You can go right there and check it out. You know, read everything, and all of the information's there. It's going to be held at the Inner Wisdom's Books with Grace. And, of course, that's located in Lighthouse Point at 2018 Northeast 36th Street. The phone number that you can call over there is 954-532-0786. And we will look forward to having you stop by or give a call to Karen Turan if you can't make it. And I'm going to give you Karen's phone number, because if you have the ability to make a donation, it doesn't matter what that donation is, if it be a financial donation or if it be help with a gift card or whatever it may be for food or whatever, you can give Karen Turan a call at 954-478-6749. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio anywhere in the country or internationally, we want to take this time to also give you the address. It's 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point, and that zip code is 33064. If you want to send, a letter, or you want to send some inspirational words, or you want to send any type of a donation, you can send it to that address. And it's Inner Wisdom Books with Grace, and you would put it in care of course, Charity Ramsey. And they'll be glad, I'm sure, to get it to Charity and to make sure that she has everything that she needs in her life today to make her whole life whole again. And it is whole already, but we're going to make it even more filled with the Spirit and with love. And we have some other things taking place tomorrow. It's from noon to 4, and then they're having the healing circle at 4 o'clock. That, of course, we had heard about from Karen Turan. But you have angel messages that we just went over, and then you got psychic insights with Michelle White Dove. Can you give us a little bit of an idea, Tia, of who Michelle White Dove is and what she's all about, and what's her whole lecture about?
Michelle is a medium. I'm not really sure what her lecture will be about tomorrow, but I'm sure it's going to be very much based on what Spirit wants it to be in that moment.
What's her background? She's a medium.
She's a psychic medium, and she's internationally known. I know she appears all around the country, and she has a great following, and it's very generous of her and very kind of her to give her time. But then, of course, who wouldn't want to give it to charity when you're sitting here looking at her beautiful face? And that's what everything's going to be about tomorrow, and it's going to start off bringing that energy in for charity, so that when charity leaves, her and Channing will be so encloaked with love and support that it's going to make a change in their lives, and that's what I ask to happen. And I know we all do. You know, we might have only just met in this lifetime for a short time, but we've walked in many lifetimes together. And when you need it, your family come back to support you, and we're there supporting her every step that she takes.
That's great stuff, great stuff. And we are, of course, almost out of time, so I want to take the last several minutes, and I'm going to ask Charity Ramsey to just give us an idea of what she really thinks of tomorrow and what she wants to accomplish. And I'm sure, it's about having a fundraiser, but you also are helping the people come and become aware of some new ideas and have an open mind and some new insights. May it be meditation, may it be healing. Maybe somebody's never tried any of these things. You can have all the self-esteem you want, but if you don't have an open mind, you don't have anything. So what would you like to come out for other people to have something from this?
Well, I am a,
eternally touched by the sense of community that this really instills, I believe, in all of us. I know that what it encourages is that in our time of need, when our friends step up like this, it just touches me beyond what I can even express in words. And I am just so, so grateful. I think that tomorrow there's something for everyone. I would say release your fear if you've not tried any of these wonderful services before, because it's all beautiful. It's all from such a good, loving space, and will bring comfort to everyone. So it's a win-win, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a really great time.
I really thank you for being in here. And, of course, I'm going to give the information one more time. It's a cancer fundraiser for mother and daughter. It's going to be held on Sunday, December 13, 2009. That would be tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. They are, of course, going to open the doors at 11 a.m. at 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point. And you can give a call there at 954-532-0786. I'm going to give that number again, 954-532-0786. And if you have any questions or maybe you're lost on the way in there tomorrow, they can answer how to get there. The other thing is if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, or any of the other social networks like Facebook, and you're not in the area and you'd like to make a donation, you can call Karen at 954-478-6749. And, of course, we take this time today to, you know, send blessings towards Charity Ramsey and her daughter Channing, and Godspeed and everybody's recovery. I also want to make some announcements before we go out. We've got about 2 minutes here. This coming Tuesday, Rashid from the Griffin's Loft, who's in here every Tuesday with Spirituality with Rashid, we're going to be making a formal announcement that starting next Saturday, not any other Saturday, just next Saturday, and the following Saturdays after that, they are going to have the Third Eye View, and it's going to be Rashid and four members from the Griffin's Loft in Davie that are coming on, and they're going to talk about all types of alternative views, like some of the ones that, of course, Tia was just talking about, and everything that you could imagine spiritually fitting for that show. It's going to be a two-hour show. It starts at 4 and goes to 6 every Saturday, starting next Saturday, but this Tuesday, Rashid's going to be in with me, and we're going to be talking about that. And, of course, that's brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And you can find out more information by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I also want to take the time to let you know that Jill Dane will be on with us on Thursday. So if you're in the area between 2 and 3, check us out. Jill Dane's going to be on, and she's going to be doing some psychic reading right over the phone. We're going to take a bunch of inbound calls. So that's this Thursday from 2 to 3. And, of course, every day during the week, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is here, and you can listen Saturdays from 4 to 6, Sundays from 9 to midnight. We're on the air 10 hours a week, and we've been bringing this to you for the last year, and we just did our 370th show, 72nd show, actually, today. So we want to thank everybody for being a part of that 372nd show. God bless you all, and remember, any day you're above dirt is a good day.
Go to it, got to go through that door. There's no easy way out of the door. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Health Magazine Show, WNN 1470 AM, and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I find a love who would care.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470.